I think I need to do. I do need therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come join us.
I really need therapy, dude. I'm fucking. I am nuts, dude.
Dude, it's good. It's fun. My therapist is having a baby, so she's gonna leave me soon. But it's whatever. I'm not even that worried about it.
There's a guy in New York that does therapy for like all the comics. Like he did for most comedians. He's a therapist.
Yeah.
So I have the recommendations. Like I think, in fact, I met him at Soder. He's Soder's therapist. I met him at Soder's taping, and he was like, "Come see me." Like it was right after the SNL thing. So he knew. He was like, "Why don't you come talk to me for sure?"
Dude, I swear to God, when I first went to a therapist, I was like, I was like going to school for social work, and it's like, well, if I'm going to do therapy, I should probably like see what it's all about. Yeah. And I could have sworn in my head, whatever this was, 2-3 years ago, I was going to walk in and be like, here's my deal. And she was going to be like, holy fuck, I never even thought of that. Dude,
you're
good. And dude, it was just 2.5 years later, I'm like, what was that thing you said again, Hannah, I'm supposed to say to Brittany? I forget. I just go for a week. I'm like, here's why everyone's bothering me and it's all their fault. And she's like, well, did you ever think about this? And I'm like, no, I never did that. I'm fuck. See you next week. Happens every fucking time.
Yeah, for sure. I'm like, for sure.
Brittany doesn't do anything. She's like, have you ever told her what you need her to do? I'm like, what? I got to explain it. She's like, well, how could you know what to do unless you tell her? I'm like, all right, I'll see you next week. Thanks, Hannah. Bye. It's like 3 years of it. Every year, every week, I'm like, I think I'm good now. And I go next week. And she's like, well, do you ever think about this? I'm like, fuck. God damn it. That's another humongous blind spot I didn't know I had. Thanks. Great.
Yeah, I'm going to need it.
It's good, man. It's fun. It's real. I love it, dude.
It's about that time.
You get to literally sit there and just be like, oh, blah, 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 and then
nobody even respects me, and I couldn't find the cord, and my mom made fucking pork chops again.
Like you're gonna do, the guy's gonna give you the sand tray. You're gonna go in. He's like, all right, and this one represents your mom, and then she's fucking yelling at me and stuff.
And I crashed her car. So what? And she let me drive it across the country, and
you have the matchbox. This is the truck.
This is fucking bullshit. He didn't even look at the sign. But
yeah, dude, I'm telling you, this platform is going to be fully up and running with at some point, full affordable therapy for all the dogs, dude. No dog left behind, bro. Come on.
Yeah, I always thought therapy was pretty gay. I did therapy once. Mm-hmm. I told you this. I went in once, and the guy was like, "What do you want to do with your life?" Because it was like. Right out of freshman year of college. It was right after I quit football. I was a little bummed out, a little depressed, sitting at a healthy like 320 pounds, just chilling. It was wild. I was depressed as fuck. And
damn,
he was like, "What do you want to do with your life?" And I was like, "I kind of want to be a stand-up comedian." And he was like, "Well, you can't make money doing comedy. What do you really want to do?" And I was just like, "All right, fuck this guy." He was like, I know some people that do it as like a hobby. You could do that, but like you need to start focusing on, I mean, realistically, he was giving good advice to 99% of the time he would have been right.
What, was this guy a therapist or like a school counselor?
I didn't fucking know. I think he was a therapist. I don't know.
That's bad practice. You're never supposed to advice dispense because you're not that person. So for him, that's bad advice. But you're never supposed to be
I knew it sucked.
Here's what you do, bro. You're supposed to sit there and be like, okay, why do you think you want to do
that? Yeah. All he did was try to prescribe me antidepressants.
So he was like, you're not funny. Here's Zoloft. Get out.
Yeah. And then I never went back. I went to one meeting and he was like, I don't know if you should try to do stand up. And I was just like, well, I'm gonna.
Yeah. Dude, I actually was told the same thing when I was, you know, my arm got twisted into doing my first marriage. My arm got twisted in a marriage couples counseling. And so you had to do a group. So it was me and her and the couples counselor. And I was just like, yeah, I'm not feeling this. I'm out. And then they're like, all right, well, I'm going to meet with you guys individually, and then we're going to come back to do like a, you know, a check-in. So I went by myself, and I was just basically like, fuck this. She's like, what do you want to do? And I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, I need you to explain to her that this is done. And she was like, no, I'm not doing that, blah, blah, blah. So then she's doing the same thing. She's like, so what do? You do stand-up? Yeah, I mean, how realistic do you think that is? The same fucking thing. And I remember being like, fuck you, lady.
Yeah. Oh, what do? Give advice, bitch.
Yeah, dude. Fuck you, dude.
Fucking dumb bitch. I don't need you. And then I left. And then I saw a movie by myself. I remember it. I went and saw like There Will Be Blood.
That's pretty funny.
I like sat in a movie theater by myself and watched There Will Be Blood. Like
you watch that guy smash the priest's head with a bowling pin. You're like,
yeah. He's like, yeah, I get it. I get this guy. He's like, I want no one else to succeed but me. And I was like, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. This guy.
He brings up a good
competition
point.
In me.
Dude,
that's like Michael Jordan. Dude, have you been watching that at all?
No, I've heard shit? It's awesome, man.
It is awesome. He's just a complete fucking dickhead. Like,
I mean, O'Connor's.
He rules. Yeah, O'Connor's breakdown's a lot better, so I'll keep mine short.
No, no,
listen to O'Contact. If you like this podcast, check out Contact. It's a good buddy, good friend, Chris O'Connor. Great podcast.
Yeah.
Contact. Also, You Fucked It. Also, Dad Meat. Also, all of them. Yeah. But that's the only three I can think of. But Michael Jordan would literally, like, he'd have, like, a bad game, and mm-hmm. somebody would always end up saying something to him. Like, on another team would be like, nice game, Mike. He just spaz out and killed him the next game. Like, every single time someone was like, I think Michael Jordan lost a step. He'd be like, piece of shit, motherfucker.
Dude.
He relied entirely on either actual slights or perceived slights.
Yeah.
Like, a coach from another team, one night they were out to dinner during a mm-hmm. playoff series. So they had, like, four or five more games to play against each other. After the game one, he had a bad game. And the other team's coach was at the restaurant and didn't say hi to him. He just left and didn't say hi to Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And Michael Jordan was just like, I'm going to fucking kill them. I'm going to kill them. All because, like, some coach didn't say hi to him. He's like, the disrespect is insane.
So that was what fueled the dunk from the foul line, is him being like, motherfucker, and just jumping.
Literally his entire career was fueled by constantly hating somebody. And again, dude, it's just like There Will Be Blood. It's just like There Will Be Blood. I'm sitting there watching it like, yeah,
exactly.
I get it, dude. This is how you have to progress. You need to – only self-progress can be made in spite of somebody else. That's the only way you can progress.
Yeah.
I need someone to be like, yeah, you're fucking gay. I will do well.
Yeah, be like, no, I'm fucking not. Watch
no,
this.
I'm not gay. You're the one who's gay. You are gay. One of us has to be gay.
And it's not me.
Oh, fuck.
That's so fucking funny, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, his foul line dunk was fueled entirely by, like, my dad's a bitch. Like, just... his dad did it to him. In the first couple episodes, it talks about how his dad, like, liked his older brother better.
Yeah.
Or, like, just not liked him better, but, like, they were just ultra competitive. Him and his brothers were, like, psychos competitive. And his dad would be, like, out working on a car or something. And Michael... like, he wouldn't be able to get the correct tool. He'd be like, and then he would be sent inside with his mother. Like, he would fuck up, and his dad would be like, go inside with the women. You're a woman. Oh. Go inside with the women. And Michael Jordan just like, what the fuck? I'm going to dunk from the fucking foul line, dude.
Oh, my God. That's fucking – it is kind of nice to think about how years of compiled hatred just propelled his muscles to fly through the air and fucking dunk a ball from where it was like, you can't dunk from there. And he was just like
– no one says that to me. Like, just,
am I sitting the fucking women? Am I sitting with the women at all?
Yeah, constant minor slights led to just the greatest athlete of all time.
And, you know, arguably, you know, a shoe company. Everyone wear this guy's dad was so mean to him that, like, everyone just has his shoes now.
Yeah, true. Just one guy being like, go inside with the rest of the women, you pussy. Everyone's going to – I'm going to have sweatshops in Asia. You just built 10 factories with that comment. That's what I liked about – that's what I loved about the movie Vice. That was my favorite part of the movie. In Vice, when Dick Cheney was, like, fucking up on power lines in Wyoming, like, getting DUIs and being a loser.
Yeah.
And his wife was like – are you going to become somebody good or am I going to have to fucking leave you? And he was like, I'll become pretty good. He just destroyed the world. He just instantly was like, I'm going to build an empire.
Dude, that happened. The guy we used to work, I used to work for, and my brother and my cousin and my other brother, we all, like, worked for this guy at one point. He owned a property management company in Philly. He was, when he was, I think, like 30, he just was, like, trying to buy houses. And, like, every other dickhead being like, I want to buy and flip houses. And it wasn't going so well. His wife left him. Same thing. His wife was like, I'm out. Ugh. Bounce on him. And then he just secured the – I think he got a line of credit. Something happened where he secured the bag. enough to buy like a couple houses and get it going. Now he owns, I think, like, oh man, it's something like 3,000 units in Philadelphia alone.
Oh,
and he's a billionaire. We used to shovel. There was a guy I think I talked about before. We used to shovel his driveway, so he wouldn't let us use salt. We would shovel all of his properties, and then he at the end of the night or the beginning of the morning, really, they would drive us in pickup trucks to his house, and like it would be like just a legion of dudes would just shovel his big winding driveway out on the main line. We weren't allowed to use salt or anything on his driveway, so he wouldn't mess it up.
Damn. And then like, his bay left him, and he used that power to succeed.
I mean, he became a billionaire, and his son, who was like at the time was like probably five years old, maybe five or six, and he would just come onto the site and like, I can fire you. My dad's gone.
Like,
comes at a price, but he would sit on like my dad or my brother's lap when they were doing the excavator. And there was like, I would sit there with the laborers, and this one guy would be like, "You get that boy, pussy, Kevin." And they would be like, "Dude, stop. You cannot fucking say this is the fucking like heir to $1 billion real estate. This guy's going to kill you."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody should rape that kid, huh? It's like, shovel.
Yeah. You would have.
That's, that is my, I do tend to agree with that school of thought. Like, I love when people use hate to fuel them to do really good things. I'm a big fan of that. I think it's very funny.
It is good.
It's totally unhealthy. It really results in nothing but disasters. Yeah. Like Michael Jordan's like an alcoholic gambler. Like, and also Michael Jordan's like the one example of when it went well.
Yeah.
And he's still kind of a piece of shit. Like he was like mean to everybody, but the guys like, you know, created great guys like Dick Cheney, Michael Jordan.
Yep.
I think Hitler failed out of art school and was probably, he's probably like, all right, well, now this is going to happen.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, there is something to be said for that, of people just being like, fuck this.
Yeah, people responding to failure by being an absolute tyrant.
Yeah,
it's so funny. Therapist just on here.
That'd be tight, actually.
No, I can't put out all my fucking – well, I kind of do anyway. I'm a loser.
You think you do. You think you do. Then you get off an air and you're sitting in a room with a lady and you're like, oh, there's more.
Oh, no, there's definitely way, like, way
more. Oh, wait, here we go. Forgot about this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's fun. It's cool. I'll say this about that. It's really cool because you're just operating like status quo, and there's just things outside of your peripheral vision, your personal ken. It's just there's things beyond you, and then all of a sudden they come into play, and you're like, oh, whoa, I can actually incorporate. And you're like, you slowly do it, and you're like, this is weird. I didn't know I could do that. It's so fucking crazy.
I'm excited.
Picking up on dynamics and like, because dude, quality of life's quality of relationships. It's like if your relationships are fried, you know, then it's like this in my personal experience, I would be like, I'm going to transcend all my, I'm going to do something so cute that every, and it's just like, it just peter out and you're like, fuck. So yeah, man, it's fun. It's a good time. It's fun to do. And it's, you know, I now knowing just like to be able to trap somebody in a room and they can't leave and you just get to talk. It's so fucking sick. Like, oh, and another thing. Oh yeah. And then like talk for 10 minutes and be like, yeah, that was totally pointless. Sorry about that. Anyway, so here's this other thing.
Well, that's the thing is I change my mind on what I care about so often.
Mm.
Like I have been very up and down as far as like one day I'll be like, no, I'm the fucking man. The next day I'll be like, I suck. Everyone hates me.
Yeah.
So I'll probably go in there and talk to this guy and be like, I really don't care. And then like an hour later, be like, why would I say that?
Well, it is
funny. Anyway, we got a lot of things to work on. I think I'm the best. I don't need to work on anything.
No, exactly. You just need to get pissed and attack, dude.
I am pissed. I need to be able to attack. I haven't been able to attack.
True. That's the thing too. I'm still like, dude, I finally felt it today being like, all right, I'm fucking kind of losing it. At first I was like, I'm cool. I'm chilling. But again, if I start jogging again, I'm back on top. I'll be fine. If I go jog for 0.2 miles, dude, I'll be right back.
I did 10 pushups yesterday and I was like, all right, things are back. I'm the man. No, not being able to do stand-up is – it sounds gay because it is corny to hear comedians be like, I need to express myself. But it is what I do and how I literally validate my entire life.
Yeah.
If I did well today at stand-up.
Yeah, man.
So not being able to do it is just like
– that fucking
really,
sucks.
Really, really gay.
That sucks, dude. That fucking
it does
blows.
Suck. It really fucking sucks.
And dude, they're like talking about lockdowns forever, bro.
I'm done. I'm done locked. I'm done being locked down.
Oh, we'll be in the studio. I mean, O'Connor's.
We gotta set the studio up so the next episode is in the studio.
I'm gonna talk to O'Connor. O'Connor's writing a cartoon. That'll be sick.
Yeah.
We should just start filming stuff.
Yeah.
Sometime.
You and me should do like a weekend update.
That's what I'm saying.
We could do like a news anchor weekend update.
We should do that. We should rent out the fucking room in the armory that has all the generals.
That's for war mode.
Yeah, that'd be fucking sick.
We could do war rooms.
Hardcore history would be good in there too.
True. I got that. The research is done, by the way.
Dude, we could do the finale.
A dog did the research.
I saw that. It was pretty tight. We can do the finale in that room, dude, and it'll look so fucking sick.
Yeah, that'd be tight. There's so much we can do.
There's things we can do, dude. We'll triumph over this evil fucking disease, dude. The invisible enemy.
Thank you to everybody that's been supporting us on Patreon. Please continue to do that so I can keep doing cool things like getting cool video games and shoving it in our enemies' asses.
We got to do a dog check. Well, I don't know why people got to be negative about shit like that.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
But either way,
I hear you. That the mushroom thing, I think it brought me back to when I took mushrooms and listened to the Annihilation soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's the world I'm in now. That's just life now. I was just preparing. I didn't even know it. I was subconsciously just preparing. Just be like, dude, in my subconscious, I knew there was a storm coming. I knew it.
Now, would you say that helped you at all, having done that, or was that just like a weird night you had? Did you get anything from that? Or was that just like a weird night?
I don't know. I was kind of fucking hammering, too. So it was kind of
Whoa.
But yeah, that's the world I'm inhabiting right now.
That's funny.
Annihilation's just blasting. I'm just in a hotel in Canada, like, ah.
Well, it's funny because I went home. I was so happy with the fact that, like, I was bugging a little bit, being like, man, this fucking feels weird in here. People fucking hate me. And it was just like, you know, you can go off in a quick negative spiral, just regardless when you're just there normally. But the drive home, I passed, like, a crew of flaggers and construction workers. Dude, I was just like, everyone is the best. I'm like, look at these guys out here, like the person was flagging me. I'm like, man, you're so necessary for me to get to the other side of this road safely. And I'm like, I fucking love everybody. Went back to school today. I was like, man, I hate these motherfuckers.
Yeah, you're probably happy to leave school. That's why you were like, that guy's great.
Basically.
Yeah.
Basically. It's good to be out of a space where people unanimously dislike you, and then there's people being like weirdly nice to you. And they're just being nice, and you know, but it still feels weird when people are like, hey, man, what's going on? It's like, yeah, come on, dude. I feel weird fucking enough.
Yeah.
How you holding up? I'm like,
oh, that's been like the worst.
Yeah.
Just people being like, hey, are you okay? Like, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Everything's okay.
Leave me be.
Yeah, my dad, when I was leaving today, I left home today to come here.
Yeah.
And he was like, right before I left, he was like, how you doing? He's like, you don't look like you're on top of it like you were. I was like, yeah. He's like, you just seem angry. I was like, well, yeah. He's like, what do you think that means? He's like, yeah, I could see him be like, nice. Like, as soon as I was like, yeah, I'm fucking angry.
He's like, good.
What do you think that means? Like, if I was just sulking around and being sad, then you could be upset. Like, you see that I'm pissed. It's like, nice.
So he's stoked that you're pissed right
now? Yeah, he was like, yeah, go stick it up their asses. So I was like, hell yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Hopped in the Rolls.
You drove down, you're like, yeah, have like, a nice...
Yeah, have a nice stay.
Nice, safe
pocket. After my dad told me to shove it up my enemy's ass.
That's fucking sick.
It'd be a nice day.
Yeah. I mean,
it reminded me of, I might have said it on the last podcast, there's a part in Grapes of Wrath where all the dudes in this town in Oklahoma, they're like gathering and sitting in a circle. All the men of the town go sit and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all just got bought off their lands by the banks. There's the Dust Bowl. They're all fucked. And then he describes the women standing in the doorways watching the men and, like, judging their faces. And, like, women can tell whether or not their men are broken. And they're like, and then if the man came back angry or, like, motivated or something, the women were, like, happy. But if he came back, like, they could see if they were broken. Like, the women stood in the doorway checking to see if the men were broken.
Yeah, if they bitched
like,
up.
Dog. That ain't me.
Nah, bro. Ain't about a motherfucking
My fucking hoes were standing in the doorway like, is he sad?
I was like, no, I'm pissed.
No, sisters, I'm going back.
I'm going to get motivated to do comedy.
So funny to go into comedy. Like, I'm going to fuck everybody up. Hey, everybody, how are you? Are you guys doing okay?
Any birthdays out there?
Hey, anybody celebrating an anniversary? All right.
Yeah. Well, the worst.
That's been tough with comedy is trying. I'm okay with talking about it. I don't care talking about what's going on, but like. I usually on stage only talk about what I'm like thinking about or like going. So like that's the only thing I can talk about.
Yeah.
It's so hard to get into a joke about like relationships while this is taking place.
Yeah. I mean, obviously
it's hard for me to do that.
You have your mind too can really hunker down on one thing. So you get focused on something and it's just like, that's it.
Yeah.
I can only focus on something for like 14 minutes at a time.
Yeah. I can focus on one thing for 5 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's just the same thing over and over again.
No, my day is just like a flash of like, dude, obviously the fucking wind. I get hung up on that.
Oh, yeah, you got hung up on the wind. We didn't even discuss.